For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Check us out on Instagram.com/TheMikeCaltaShow and Facebook.com/TheMikeCaltaShow, where you'll see our hospitality worker of the day. And check out Galvin's Instagram, where you will most likely see me sleeping during the commercial break. I was out cold. I didn't feel good. I feel fine. I just feel sleepy.
Yeah. It's a nap day for sure.
It is, right? It's raining outside.
Oh, yeah. Get some cheesecake, lay in bed, right?
Okay.
See what happens.
I mean,
Bassano cheesecake. It's bad. More than just for eating. I like that.
Cuddling with.
Oh yeah.
I'm so excited. How did this come up yesterday?
You just said it randomly.
No, I said what? Well, what we were doing every day on the show.
Yeah.
Carmen was going to do a different talent every day.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Day number one, the 30th day of April, 2020, in the midst of a pandemic, for your visual and audible enjoyment, Sandra Carmen, our lovely producer, got her hair up in a hair tie, got her boy shorts on, like a boy's pair of shorts, not boy shorts.
Mm-hmm. My running shorts.
Yeah. What is it you're going to do for us today? And each day has got to get better.
Okay. So that's perfect because I'm saying.
That'd be great because if Tom gave us cheesecake, we could throw it at her if it's not good.
Right, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I'm setting the bar really low today.
Okay.
Because yesterday you said I can't just do handstands. It has to be audible.
You can do, yeah.
Yeah. So you want me to tell you or you just want me to show you?
Why don't you tell us? I want to be prepared.
Okay. So today for you guys, I am going to be making fart noises with my knees.
Ooh, with your knees.
Oh, yeah. Right,
like the back say, of the knees.
Yeah.
All right.
With your mouth would have been a very, very low bar.
Right.
With something else would have been
yeah.
A bit weird.
No, I'm not that talented. I can't do that on command. So, yeah.
All right. Fart noises.
Carmen's setting up the microphones. So you're going to get on the counter?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hang on. Pep's coming in with the cameras. Gio's coming in with the camera. So, you see the position Carmen's in one time? All right, you see the position she's in now?
Joey, you can't go.
We had thigh masters. Carmen, you know what a thigh master is?
Yes.
Okay, we had thigh masters, and we had naked girls with the thigh masters like that, and they were getting mad because guys wanted to go in the front and watch.
Yeah, just to the side is fine.
All right, Carmen is now going to make fart noises with the back of her knees. Here we go.
That's pretty impressive.
I tried to do a song, like learn a song.
Can you do that again so I can videotape that for Instagram? Because that was wonderful.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to go live. I'm going to go live on the Insta.
I tried to practice a song yesterday, but like the only thing I could really do is jingle bells.
Oh, my God. Can you do jingle bells, you think?
No. I can do it like after because you got to kind of be a little sweaty. So,
Carmen, I thought you were going to give us this. And then you're going to be like, ta-da, there's my farts.
I thought this was a very common thing that people could do.
No, I can't do backwards knee farts.
Can somebody give her headphones? I was going to play a little music, and then you can, like, solo.
Play along.
Try to do it. Okay.
No, but,
give me an acapella version first.
Okay.
For the thing. I'm not going up your pants, I promise. Okay. Here we go, Carmen. God damn it, that's amazing, Carmen.
Very impressive.
I love it. That is wonderful.
Damn it, I thought this was setting the bar low.
It is. Well, I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Do you wet your hands at all, or is that just...
No, I licked her arm. I licked her knees.
It's just natural.
All right, so put the headphones on. This is a song that Mike played yesterday. I'm going to play a little bit of it, and then I'll cut it out, and you kind of solo, and then I'll go back. You know, we'll go back and forth.
You think wipeout would be too much?
Maybe, but this one I think will work. Here we go.
Here we go.
Ha 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 ha
This All right, is
here comes
wonderful.
Big Solo Carmen, and go! Yeah!
Hurry, scratch along with it, scratch with it. Carmen's going to have the best abs in quarantine ever. Carmen, that is awesome.
Very nice.
Awesome. Very good. Very good job.
I'm glad you guys are impressed by that, okay?
Oh, my God. Cool. I don't know how you're going to top this tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, because, okay.
You got to do it every day.
Yeah, and it has to be audible.
Well, no, but I mean, like, make it so at least we can describe it.
Okay, yeah, because that's the problem. Like, we all know I can't sing.
Here's a good question. Somebody wanted to know how you figured out you could do that.
I've just always done it as a kid. You know how, like, people made fart noises, like, with their armpits
right.
and stuff
like,
in
I do
class?
Like,
yeah.
Like that.
So kids used to do that, and I was just like, I don't know. So I always used to do that as a kid.
Well, I'd say that made me very happy.
Carmen.
That was wonderful.
Cool. Have you ever done that while you were having sex?
Will you? If somebody asked you to.
Oh, yeah. If someone was like, hey, pull out some fart noise in your knees.
I'd be like, do the knee thing.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Well, you know, I mean, that position and stuff, you thought maybe be like, hey, check this out.
I'd be like, really?
Whoa.
Funny. Oh, hey.
Spanish is
bruise my
show.
Face.
Yeah, you might get kicked while I do it, but
that'd be worth it.
Yeah, so
that was wonderful.
Ta-da!
Yeah, Carmen, ladies and gentlemen,
talent show day number one.
Yes,
ta-da!
Ta-da! All right, hold on, I gotta end this here. That was great.
I'm really glad you guys liked it. Yeah. I'm very
Gio.
Surprised.
Gio, you're next. Get up there. Let's see what you got.
Now, honestly, though. Are all of you guys going to go home and try that to see if you
probably.
Can do it?
Oh, I can't reach it. Okay. I can't reach there.
I think I've tried before when I was younger. I don't think I can do it. I can do armpit stuff, but
I have to, at this age, I have to realize if I get in a position to do something, is it going to make me crap?
Am I going to be able to get up fast enough to crap, or are you just, is that position going to make you crap?
I was sick one time, and I felt like I had to throw up. And it wouldn't come out, so I kind of gave it like a, you know?
Yeah.
And I went, and at the same time, I farted. And I went, whoa, God, what am I doing? I'm losing all control of everything.
Don't trust it.
Yeah.
Well, that was, man, that was great. We didn't even get to see the nudity, and we're all we liked it.
You're welcome. I don't know. Cool. I'll try to do different noises with my body, maybe.
All these noises are coming from my body.
I wonder if we could make a band out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can practice and try to get some, like, at least rhythm down. Because right now, you know, I can just, like, float, like, free flow.
You need me to lend you a metronome?
Yeah.
While Pibble Tyler's playing it, we can get up there and you just lay down.
Dude.
And what's she doing? And all of a sudden, you go.
I just.
Next time Drew comes up, you could hit lay the beat down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was really good.
Weird things I can do. I can do a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, and essential employee.
What did I do at work today? Made fart noises with my knees.
Damn right.
I'm essential.
Essential.
Before I was in radio, I was interviewing a girl for a job to work in Ybor City. I was a bouncer, and they were looking for bartenders and stuff, and it said special skills. And nobody put anything down. And she could put a whole fist in my mouth. And I was like, it says here you can put your whole fist in your mouth. And she's like, I can. I go,
Do it.
Yeah. And she did. And it wasn't as sexy as it sounded.
No, it never is.
What?
Now the question is, would you be able to ask that in today's, like.
It wasn't sexual.
Right. I know it's not sexual, but I'm just saying because she put it down.
She put it down on her.
She brought it up. Yeah.
Right.
So I was like, what is this that you refer to? She didn't go like this. She didn't snake it. Like, she didn't unhinge her jaw and swallow the whole fist. She went like this, where she made like a little hand cobra,
mm-hmm.
and she put it out, and then she wrapped around.
Oh,
and I was like, yeah,
no.
it was still interesting to see, but it was not like at any minute I expected her to vomit on her hand.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised I can't do that because I'm very cobra-like when I eat.
Yo, and you eat a sandwich?
Yeah.
You are Dagwood all day.
Try putting some cheese on your hand. See if that helps.
The problem is my teeth are too big.
Like Freddie Mercury?
So shut they up. Get,
stupid.
They get in the way.
What, Carmen's teeth?
I'm not even big, stupid. Your face is too small.
She's calling you fat, teeth.
You're an idiot.
Why are you mean to your own teeth, Carmen?
I'm mean to myself right now.
Yeah.
Why
are you so down in the dumps?
Just because I can, like, I get on the scale every day and every night.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'm maintaining fine, but I'm also at the higher end this week.
Okay.
And, like, I just don't really have, like, the motivation or, like, want to work out. And all I want to do is eat pasta, yeah, even though I'm seeing that number go up, which is kind of rare. Because normally when I see the number go up, I'm like, broccoli, workout. You know what I mean? Like, I get super hardcore about it.
You want
it.
Me to just come over to your house and chase you? Chase you around.
I can't. My wife does. My wife clears the furniture in the living room. She lays down a mat, and then she goes on Facebook videos to her trainer,
yeah,
Vision Quest, and she works out with the TV, with weights and all that other stuff.
Yeah,
that's insane to me. And then when she's done, she goes on the Peloton and rides the bike afterwards. That's even double insane. So yesterday she's on the couch, and I go, "What do you have to do now?" And she goes, "Ugh, I gotta work out." And I was like, she's like, "I just don't feel like it today." I go, "You could skip one day."
And right.
"No, I can. No, I can." And she didn't.
That's the problem. When you start skipping days is when you start putting it off. And then, you know, it just keeps going.
The problem is me going, "You should skip a day."
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, I've, you know, like the other day I ran a straight mile because that's kind of my level of if I'm fit or not. Because a lot of people can't run a straight mile without, like, taking a break and stuff. So the other day I did it, and I was fine. And then yesterday I did some, like, lunges. But like I said, like, the scale, that number, yeah, keeps going up. And then also, like, my little thigh gap that I had is getting smaller and smaller.
Oh. It's not so much a gap anymore?
Yeah, I mean,
you can hold a watermelon?
There's, like, a peak of sunlight. So it's, you know, just, like, little stuff like that. But I also don't really care. Like, I want pasta.
Whoa. It's a pandemic. Once it's all over,
it's a slippery slope. I'd be scared to marry you.
Because I can balloon up.
Once you could get fat, you're going to get fat.
I mean, but I started to, and I caught myself, and I got on the Ershong diet. And then
you're single.
Then also, if I was getting fat too, then you'd feel like, oh, well, he's getting fat, I can get real fat. And then before you know, we're both fat.
Right. And then you got to go on that huge diet. So, yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm trying to control it. I'm going to eat healthy today.
You want me to start weighing you every morning? Yeah.
Please, no.
There's a scale over there. That is a slippery slope covered with Alfredo sauce. Sliding down. Num.
So that's the other problem is, like, okay, so I'll eat healthy. So I'll do broccoli. But then I put stuff on
butter,
it.
And
it's, yeah, and then it's, like, not healthy anymore. So it's, like, I'm just getting out of my healthy ways.
I love zucchini. And my wife made the zucchini last night. I didn't touch it.
Have you tried zucchini in the air fryer?
Well, we didn't make it in the air fryer last night because we made potatoes in the air fryer. So we didn't have time, you know, and I didn't want to, God forbid, use the big one because I don't want Robert Kelly to yell at me. So,
did you get your fake one yet or no?
I have the one that Carmen said, the big boss. It is awesome.
Yep.
Really quick, not a huge breaking news, whatever, but Bengals are releasing quarterback Andy Dalton.
Yeah, because they got Joe Burrow, right? Yeah, they don't need Dalton.
And then I thought this was pretty cool. Tampa Bay Buccaneers just put up 12-13-14.
Oh, that is
Brady,
cool.
Evans, Godwin.
That is great.
That's pretty cool.
In the new uniform.
Yeah.
I like those.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, this is going to be such a fun year. I hope it happens.
We'll see.
Isn't it odd that we have to sit here and consider whether or not the sports season's even going to happen?
Right.
Jeez.
You remember when Donald Trump being the president was the weirdest thing in our world? Now we're in the middle of a goddamn pandemic.
Donald Trump said that girls are so into you, you could just grab them by the pee.
Yeah.
And they were ready to throw him out of the White House. Or he wasn't even like, they were allowed to keep him out of the White House. They fired Billy Bush for just being there and listening. Joe Biden's actually grabbing girls by the pee, and nobody wants to talk about it.
Do you remember when the weirdest thing was Jay Moore was in the steam?
Those were the days,
forever.
Yeah, that was like a big deal. Now we'd be like, I mean, I'm sure you've seen that on social media. People are like, the world's so crazy right now that the Navy came out and said, yeah, there are totally UFOs. And we're like, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, I showed Robert Kelly those last night.
Yeah.
We watched a video, and he's like, dude, they're drones. I'm like, they're not a drone doesn't move 200 miles an hour.
Right. And Navy pilots and whoever are not, like, blown away by drones. They see all that stuff.
Right. You got your Wi-Fi fixed, so you were on last night?
Oh, yes. I have to tell you. I my wife said everything came back on, so I canceled my appointment. Then I got home and it went down again. And I called, and man, I wish I could remember your name. Omar is something like that.
Omarion?
No, it's probably Omar.
Yeah, I was close to that. And this guy and I were on the phone for 39 minutes. And He got everything working.
Nice.
He got it all from his end. I did this, I did this, I did this. It'll take a couple of seconds. Sorry, this is slow. This is it. At one point, I was even a wise ass. He goes, sorry, my system's slow. And I go, oh, you must be on Frontier.
And he goes, did you ask him while he was doing all this, since you can fix it, what's the problem so I can tell him next time I have to go?
No, because what he sees is he sees that there's a signal problem, so he shuts it off, removes all the data, and resends the data out. So he just basically reset it all.
Takes the cartridge out, blows in it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But he did it, and he did it step by step until he got it done. So it took us a while, but I was very appreciative, and we were up and running. But, yes.
So, like, with cars, especially now that they have all the computer system in, like, at any mechanic or Jiffy Lube or whatever, they literally just plug a computer in and it sends back all the data so they know.
Well, they are going to have to do that, but because of the coronavirus, they can't come in the house.
Gotcha.
So we'll get it done. I was very impressed with their customer service yesterday. Thank you, Frontier. Gio?
No, before you were talking about sports, Fauci's not going to make it because now Fauci is saying that sports, he doesn't think that's going
to
happen.
Oh, they're going to have him killed.
And now, yeah, he's going to get the corona or brake lines cut in his car.
Let's have football without a crowd. I'm fine with that. I would much rather have that than no football.
So on that Real Sports that I was watching, it was a lot of stuff about corona, but also sports, you know, the crossover and stuff. And they had Joe Buck and Jim Nance and another guy from the NBA on there. And they were talking about these are the biggest guys who are announcing sports. How is it thinking that there may not be sports this year? But then they were talking about if it's safe enough to have it without crowds. They totally said what we said. Just put in some crowd noise.
Yeah.
Like, put in some background
just
noise and do
there.
That.
Yeah.
You know, so you can hear a little bit crowd noise and, or, you know, somebody does a good thing and they press this button. Everybody goes crazy.
Well, I think that, like, the NFL, if they don't have the games, they don't have to pay the players the same amount of money. Like, you're getting paid by the game, so they would save
but
that money.
But it's contract, isn't it?
So like, if they're not making the money, I don't know if they're going to put the players out there. Plus, you're risking players who you're paying millions and millions of dollars in investment. What if they get sick? What if something happens? There's a lot of risk.
Also, you have players who get bonuses for a certain amount of games played or certain touchdowns or this or that.
This season better happen.
Yeah.
This season better happen.
Fauci says no way.
Well, you know what? Fauci smouchy. That's what I say to that.
That's what Trump will say.
Yeah. Trump likes football.
Yeah.
Trump likes football.
Trump hates Fauci.
Trump loves Brady. I wonder if he'll come down here for a game.
Pouch chicken good.
Mm-hmm.
Trump like football. Pouch chicken good.
I feel like Trump was at a game last year, one of the Monday Night Footballs.
But no, not a Bucks game. But yeah, no. He was in Dallas. Wasn't
it was the UFC. UFC is supposedly going to be happening, right?
Fight Island.
No, 249.
Yeah.
Saw that.
249, like, no crowd. Yeah.
That's like 10 days from now or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because they had tweeted that out, and I just wrote back, nope.
But you know what they tweeted this morning, Gal, in the Lesnar-Couture fight?
Oh, yeah.
I watched the whole thing. Yeah, it was good. That was really good.
That's happening on May 9th, they say.
They've already sanctioned that, though, the Athletic Commission? That's what I would be
probably
surprised.
With contingencies.
Like, everybody's saying it's a go.
Wow. Mm. I mean, that's awesome if it is.
It's in Brazil, too.
Oh, Brazil's already loaded with AIDS, so they don't care about it.
Okay.
They are.
What?
AIDS kills COVID.
Corona, yeah.
Look at the amount of AIDS that are in Brazil. You think they care about a coronavirus?
Right.
They wouldn't even use condoms.
Right.
They're not going to wear masks.
It's true.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm going to start a street fighting league if I have to. Something's going to happen. I always wanted to be Cowhead King. Like, I don't want to fight. I want to be like Don King. Where I just watch everybody else fight and make
promoter.
Yeah.
Kid Fight Club.
Kid Fight Club would be great.
I thought you meant you wanted to be like king of a South American country.
One day.
Yeah.
You have to see Frank Caliendo is really taking the opportunity to entertain people.
I've seen a lot of his stuff.
Did you see the puppy? There's a puppy that is trying to get through a fence and he's stuck and there's a cat on the other side trying to help him through and he does Morgan Freeman. He's like, that puppy crawled through 25 millimeters of fence to get to the other side. It was great. Then, did you see the big baby playing football? There's a baby who is a large baby, and he may probably be like one, but he looks like a newborn, but a fat newborn.
Yeah.
He looks like he could be five,
but he's a baby.
Yeah.
And he's playing in the mud with a football running around, jumping on it, and he does John Madden and Pat Summerall, and he's like, look at that fat baby right there. Look at Patty, the fat baby. Oh, dude, it's hilarious. Caliendo's on fire, man.
Yeah, I see. He's doing a lot of that stuff.
He still does the best Gruden. Like, his John Gruden is
Have you seen his daughter doing Gruden?
No.
Yeah, I have.
And that's hilarious. His daughter does.
She does the face, too.
She does She does Caliendo doing Gruden.
Yeah.
And it's so funny.
I gotta tell you what, man.
Yeah, yeah. The kid does that. The kid does it. I'll tell you what, man. That's so funny.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
Just see Gruden in the draft room with his kid, his jacked kid.
Oh, yeah.
The workout kid.
He's a boxer, an MMA fighter, I think.
Oh, is he? No, I think he was just a...
He was a weightlifter.
Was he?
Oh, he was weightlifting, but he may do that. And what is his name?
I don't know if he's Junior. There's a Deuce in there.
Is that what they call him, Deuce?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's Deuce is the one. Because I knew he had some sort of weird nickname thing.
I met the little one
when he was Jake? Little.
No. I don't remember. But Gruden, it must be so tough to be his kid. I saw Gruden at Hooters one time. And he, on the way out, said hi. And he goes, come here, Deuce. I don't remember which other kid. He goes, you want to meet a cowhead? And the kid had to be like 6 or 7. He was like just quiet and shy. He goes, shake his hand. And I went like this, and the kid shook my hand. He goes, come on, shake his hand. Like, the kid was like, all right, oh, man. That must be a tough life to be
their whole Gruden family, even Jay Gruden's brother, too. They're the same way.
Yeah. Jay was fun. Didn't Jay smoke pot, though? I think Jay's mellowed out.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
There was something about him smoking weed or something.
There is a picture of Deuce Gruden standing next to one of those workout dummies. He looks just like him.
He has ripped that kid.
Jeez. Yeah.
Holy cow, good for him.
Yeah, he was doing powerlifting.
He's powerlifting, he's got those abs, and now he lives in Vegas while his father is the coach of the Raiders. Yeah. That's a good life to have,
still
man.
Red hair, though.
It's, no Gruden, it's Gruden blondish red.
His is redder.
Bald, shaved it off.
The Bucks play the Raiders this year in
there,
Vegas.
We got to go to that.
That stadium, I've seen that stadium, looks amazing.
Yeah, if it happens.
The problem is now, even if it does happen, we don't know if it's safe to go to Vegas. Yeah.
But that it's crazy mayor.
Yeah, we'll be the control group.
Yeah.
I have to cook for my kids. I can't be there.
I'm sure she's cooking for her kids.
Yeah. That's going to be an expensive ticket. Brady in Vegas, new stadium.
Yeah. And all the comp tickets that they're going to be giving away. Yeah. That's right, Ben Swig. Get ready to get us some tickets. All right. We got to take a break, mostly because I have to go pee-pee. 727. Is anybody still listening to the show? Is anybody on the road?
So
is anybody
many.
Working? You know what? I would like to talk to them.
Let's do it.
I say that, but I really would like to see who's listening, what people are doing. It seems like during the coronavirus, nobody calls the show unless we're giving stuff away. So 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. No medicine man, because we checked in with him. He's alive. But definitely Crazy Patty. Just let me know she's alive.
No, yeah, just call Mike. 813.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.